What it do? What's up? Yeah, I know I didn't make a video yesterday. I was so tired. I'm still tired now, but yesterday I think I was falling asleep the whole time between when I got home and by 10 o'clock. And I was like, you know, whatever, just go to bed. So that's what's up with that. My kids' team, their high school, they lost their last game. It was bad. It was, the weird thing is, we didn't score at all, but we should have. We could have. And I am not even sure what happened, but we just couldn't make the plays. They couldn't get the touchdowns. They were in the red zone. I don't know how many times, 3 times? And we lost 30-0. Really not that high of a score, if you ask me. The game was very manageable to win. Very manageable. But that's okay. I think they have 3 more games left. And 1 or 2 of the remaining games are home games. And the last one isn't, but that's okay. Super excited though, because you know the NBA is starting up soon. I think next week, high school basketball starts practice. I do not know when exactly, but I know since football season is going to be over, probably in a month and a half, something like that. First game for high school basketball is November 29th. I think the cool thing about playing basketball after the football is the endurance, the conditioning. As long as you stick with it, you know, it's going to stay there. It's going to be there until, you know, you stop doing stuff. I mean, hey, just look at this. I used to be myself. I never worked out or anything like that. I should have. I could have. I had some really good talent. I just didn't do anything to work on it. It was totally my fault. I know that now, of course. I think that's why I try to get my kids to see things, like even watching, like, I don't know, like certain workouts or you know, giving them certain exercises to try. Things that they can do. I know that's it's up to them to obviously do it, but at least I know that they have the information. And once football season's over with, it's going to be a lot colder. It's going to be a little bit harder to just go out and shoot, even though I have a basketball hoop over here. You know, when it gets super cold, you don't really want to go outside when it's windy. I kind of wish that there was a community gym or something like that around here. It'd be super easy to, I don't want to say like train kids, but it'd be super easy to do things for kids to learn when they have access to facilities and just being able to play in general, that's something. I know last summer, when, you know, the kids were wanting to play basketball, we'd open up the gym for them if we could. We'd sit there for, you know, an hour or two, or however long it was. I think that's very, no matter how big your school is, very beneficial to have access to that. Heck, even if no one's getting paid for it, I don't see the harm in it, because it really just allows the kids to grow, not just, you know, athletically, but fundamentally, also with peers, companionship, or whatever, friends, you know, get all that stuff, place to hang out, you know. It's but yeah, anyways, I had to get to the editing of this video. I know that my son asked me to record a video for the football games, and I'm not sure why he wanted me to do that, even though, you know, people can see it online. But I guess it's giving me a little bit more practice. I'm having to walk around with the camera every down if I have to, every play if I have to, unless it's really long. I'm not gonna run. I'm just gonna walk there. But I am super glad I'm able to use the camera stand that I have, the tripod. It's, I don't know exactly how long it is, but it gets, I think it gets past 6 foot, 7 foot, not 6 foot. I think it's seven or 8 foot is how tall it gets. So I'm able to use that and record the football games. Kind of sucks I can't get too close. That would really, really help. So I'm able to actually see down. Right now it's kind of like recording most times it's like 10 yards away, and it's not so bad, but it's so much easier to record basketball than it is football, because I can just set it and forget it. And hopefully this year nothing changes with recording, but I actually get pretty happy that I'm able to learn and then show what I learned. Honestly, I don't really care about the, I mean, I do, but in a certain way, I don't really care about the video itself. Even though it's just, you know, a part of the kids' lives or whatever, but I like making the edits to the video. I like adding things on there. I would love to add like other things this year, like a clock maybe, or even the scoreboard, probably a little bit easier. I've always thought about it, but I just didn't want to just do it, because it takes a long time to edit every single slide in there too. So I guess once it becomes like a workflow, it's a little bit easier to accomplish that a little bit better. So anyways, let me get going. Y'all can, you can take a look at my shorts, little small motivational quotes, not even quotes from people, just stuff I think of. So I don't like reading and stealing things from people, but sometimes it might come up like that. But anyways, you know, check that out. Yeah, have a beautiful day. Stay awesome.